Getting tuned up there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm getting right in the middle of it now.
Good morning, everybody. My name is John Reese. This is BluePower.com. We're sitting here today with my dear friend, Mr. Terry Evans, who has a new album out called Fire in the Feeling. And we're going to listen to a new tune. You never released this before, did you, Terry?
No, this is brand new.
This one's brand new. This one's called Walking Chains. And we've all felt them before, I believe.
Yes, you have.
Mr. Terry Evans, from his new album, Fire in the Feeling, Walking Chains.
Hand me down those walking chains. Carry my burden without shame. Tote that mountain on my back. Throw my troubles in a leaving sack. And walk with each chain. Walk with these chains. Tell me who's that man holding the rain? I don't know, but what I've seen is a hard road. If it seems like life ain't fair, gotta keep on walking and don't despair. And walk with these chains. I gotta walk with these chains. I gotta walk with these chains.
Chains of life. I'd fly away. Find me a place out there in the sun. Let all my troubles, let them drift away. But what you reap is what you sow. Some folks die while others live. Some of us take while others give. I got a war with each chain. War with each chain. I got a war with these chains, chains of life.
Down My Walking Chains, Mr. Terry Evans, from his new album, Fire in the Feeling. Terry, how are you today, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing very well, considering all the catastrophes that we're experiencing here now.
Oh, you're not talking about everybody living in fear, are you? I'm telling you, man, if it ain't one thing, if it ain't terrorists... You know, it's hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes. Yeah. I mean, what is going on?
Yeah. So.
Listen, man, you got a new album out here.
Yeah.
And it's real nice.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good, you know. Yeah. It's getting a little play and people are responding to it pretty good.
Now, it's on, the one in this country is on what, Valley Entertainment?
Valley Entertainment,
Valley
yes.
Entertainment. Yes. And in Europe, it is on
Crosscut. Yeah.
Crosscut.
Yeah, it's out of Germany.
Yeah, yeah. Out of Germany. And you are going to go to going to Europe, right,
for a tour? Yeah, I'm headed to Europe for 18 concerts, and I'll take off the 29th of this month, which is September,
yeah,
2005.
But while you're in Europe, you're going to be playing Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Hungary, Italy, Holland, and Denmark, right?
Yeah, I'll be on the roll.
You can back up just a touch.
Okay.
There we go. And the musicians, you're going to be taking guys from this country, right?
Well, I'll take a couple of guys from this country. Phil Block, the drummer and also co-producer of the CD,
okay,
will be going over with me. And then I have a very fine bass player out of Seattle, Mr. Sonny Byers, who's worked with me on things before. And then I'll use a musician out of Switzerland.
Excellent.
to accompany me.
You know. Do you know who that's going to be?
His name is Joe Colombo. Very fine dobro player, you know.
Dynamite, man. So you're going to have it all together over there. And how many dates do you have? Let's see. I believe we pulled
actually
that.
I have 18 dates there.
18 dates.
Yeah.
I know we pulled this thing up, didn't we? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. 18 dates. Well, you're going to be having some fun over there. You've been over there plenty of times before.
Yeah. Fortunately, I've toured there quite a bit more than the U.S. I mean, I don't know why, but I seem to have a little bit better success.
Because blues music's more popular in Europe in these trying times than it is over in this country. I don't think people really want to hear it in this country. You know, maybe it tells a bit too much of the truth.
You think so, huh?
About what's going on.
Yeah.
So what should we play next? I'm going to let you pick the tunes, and we're going to roll through it.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a song on here that a very dear friend presented to me a few months ago back. And I liked it so much, you know, I thought it'd be in my best interest to put it on tape. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, I know what you're talking about. Let me tell you something. This is a tune that I wrote with my dear friend, my dear departed friend, Mr. Bob Vern, called I Got a Pony She Likes to Ride.
Yes.
It was originally written for Dolly Parton for her television show. Mm-hmm. She loved it, and she did it. And I've never heard it because they canceled her show the week that it was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. And so anyway, here we go. I Got a Pony She Likes to Ride.
I got a pony, she likes to ride. I take her riding every night. She takes me driving all around the town. She don't let anybody put her down. I got a pony, she likes to ride. Those other ponies can't touch her stride. I got a pony, you know she loves to ride. Yeah, I got a pony, she's young and strong. I brush and stroke her all day long. That's why she always gives her best to me. That's why the two of us are such a team. I got a pony, she likes to ride. Those other ponies can't touch her stride. I got a pony, you know she loves to ride. And when we're done, I always feel inspired. Nobody knows but me. She makes me feel so free. Giddy up. Giddy up. Giddy up. I got a pony, you know she loves to ride. Yeah. I got a pony, y'all, she likes to ride. She makes me feel good inside. She get the best of me. She knows how to make me feel free. I got a pony, I love it. I brush and stroke the girl every day. I got a pony, she likes to ride. I take a ride every night. I got a pony, she likes to ride. I wanna ride the girl all night long. I got a pony, knows how to make me feel.
I got a pony she likes to ride. How do you feel about that song, man?
You don't really want me to tell you, do you?
I got to tell you something. I am most grateful that you cut that. And were my ex-writing partner here, he would be too, because we both loved the song. And you know, when you write it for a woman, it means when she sings it, it's one thing.
Yeah.
It means one thing. But when a man sings a song,
it means something totally different. But it was a fun song. It was a fun song to do. And also, I appreciate you coming and playing on this song also.
Oh, man. It was my pleasure. I don't get to play that much anymore, and I love to. You know, anytime.
Now, I don't know why you don't, you know, because you have a great stroke on the guitar. I don't know why you don't play, man.
Well, I play every day for myself and for my beautiful wife, Lori.
Yeah.
So what should we pick next, man? What should we do? You know, you had some gospel influence.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of gospel influence.
That's the beginning.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. So, my dog bothering you, man?
No, he's cool. This is my partner here.
How about we play I Want to Be Close to You, God?
Beautiful song. I don't think you'll go wrong playing it.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, let's play that right now. I Want to Be Close to You, God, Mr. Terry Evans.
God, I
wanna be free like the rain falling down, and I want to feel love all around. Oh, I got to be like the clouds in the sky that roll around.
Is that right, Cooter playing on that?
Yeah, that's Cooter.
That's Cooter. That's Cooter. Did he produce that album? Or you and he produced that
yeah,
together?
Yeah, we collaborated together there. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's one hell of a player.
He is that, you know.
He's one hell of a player. What was that? What album was that from? That
was it was Blues for Thought.
Blues for Thought,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that was like 1993. It was actually the first solo CD that I did.
First solo. Yeah, I don't have that one here. I don't think it shows it here. Because I got the next five or six albums that you did. How many albums have you done in your career?
Total. Seven solos. And two along with my dear friend Bobby King. You know.
Yeah, we were talking about Bobby King outside, saying that Terry had mentioned Bobby, and he lives in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Close to the area where they're having the trouble at.
Yeah. And they said it was flooded pretty bad this morning when I turned it on early this morning. Said Lake Charles is, and a couple other cities were flooded pretty bad. I hope Bobby's okay.
I'll have to check on him. I haven't seen the news this morning, and but for sure I'll check on him a little later and see how he's doing. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can get through to him.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
What should we play next, man?
Well,
let's see. What should we play next? We could pick it up a little bit. We could talk about, we had been talking earlier about credit cards and how bad they are for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I was telling Terry that I have a 21-year-old daughter. It's in college and got herself a little job, and she's working and going to school, and yet she gets credit cards for $7,000, $10,000. You know, you give them to a kid who doesn't understand what's going on. In fact, most adults don't understand what's going on with those interest rates.
It's the biggest trick that was ever
invented. You know? They will bury you.
Yeah.
They will keep you in debt for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't get out from under them now because they passed that new bankruptcy law.
Yeah.
You can't wipe out
can't
the
wipe
credit.
Off. Yeah, okay.
You can't get rid of them credit cards no more. So why don't we play Credit Card Blues?
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah. They'll keep sending them cards until you get yourself in so much debt you can't get out.
So much debt you can't get out. Been there, done that.
Been there, yes.
Been there and done that, man. The Credit Card Blues, Mr. Terry Evans. What album is that from, in case somebody wants to go out and get that and play that for their kids?
What, Credit Card Blues?
Yeah,
is
that
from,
was on...
Let's see, it's from Blues, Walk That Walking.
Walk That Walk?
Walk That Walking.
Walk That Walk. What year was that released? You remember?
97, I think.
97? Yeah, credit cards, they're something else. Of course, they go right along with the various wars that go on in the world at various times. Terry has written, well, Terry has performed a song. It was written by Ry Cooter, correct?
Yes, true.
And it's called, what, My Baby Joined the Army?
Yeah.
You know, and Terry told me about it. I thought about the title, and I thought to myself, you know, must be talking about a girl joining the service.
For sure, yes. Yeah.
And is this what your daughter, or was it from the point of view of the song, is it the man's daughter?
The man's daughter. That,
it's
yeah.
the man's daughter.
That's
it's not
on.
His girlfriend,
no.
Right? So, and Ry Cooter wrote this.
Yeah.
And you're the first person to record this one, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Let's listen to Terry sing My Baby Joined the Army.
Protect our homeland now. get the job done right. That way it can help make these streets safe to walk around at night. Your mama's been gone, baby, 2 years right today, and I thank God she's not here. Family and his pride is all a man like me got left. I won't be there to watch your back. You better take care of yourself. Like a blind man, I walked the street, found my way back home. Tears were running from my eyes, full of misery. I pray, Lord, have send her back safe to me. When the plane took off this morning, you know I just stood and waved bye-bye. My baby, she's joined the army, and there was nothing I could do. Nothing I could do but cry. The plane pulled off this morning. Nothing I
My Baby Joined the Army, performed by Mr. Terry Evans, written by Mr. Rye Cooter. Terry, how did you get that song? How did Rye call you?
Yeah, he called me up and he said he had a song for me. At the time, he was real busy and he couldn't come in and assist me with this wonderful guitar work. So he suggested Mr. David Lindley to come in to fill in for him. And David did a remarkable job, you know, with the song, and it's a very good song, and it has strong significance. You know, it's all about our troops going over, you know, and females going over.
Yeah, that's something new for us.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a very emotional thing to do in the studio. You know, everybody got very, very emotional about it because it's so realistic, you know.
Yeah. A remarkable song. Rye Cooter does come up with some bizarre and strange material.
Very ingenious man.
Absolutely.
He's a character.
So now we're going to switch to your live album. And the live album was recorded where?
This was recorded in Switzerland the year 2000. I think it was year 2000 I was touring there, and this company came in and recorded this thing live with it, and it came out very well, and so the company suggested, you know, we put this out, you know.
Have you sold any copies of it?
A few copies here and there, you know.
You would understate it anyway, man. That's just the way you are. So I tell you what, let's listen to Bald Head live from Europe, Mr. Yes. Terry Evans.
You say you're going downtown to the grocery store, put your new red wig in your grocery sack, tell the wingman you want all your money back. You're bald head, talking about your bald head. Oh, well, it ain't no doubt you let me lay it on your baby, going upside your lazy bald head. We'll be right back.
you like that? I said, did you like that? One, two, three.
Ball head, talking about your ball head.
Terry, sounds like everybody's having a great deal of fun.
Yeah, we had a good time there, and also this particular venue I will be returning to on this upcoming
tour.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
fantastic,
yeah.
Man. You know, it's I really miss being on the road. I love being on the road.
Yeah.
Just playing every night, man. Sleeping late. Eating crap, you know, living in hotel rooms. Yeah. Being able to get stuff at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. I always loved that. But you, in the middle of laying that tune down, Terry told me Ry Cooter wrote that one, too.
Yeah, he did.
Ry Cooter is the man. The next tune Terry wants me to play is I'll Be Your Shelter in Time of Storm. That's from his new album, Fire in the Feeling. And what's that song about?
Well, it has a little gospel feel to it, gospel overtones, and it's really amazing because during the Katrina catastrophe, they did a program on TV that had the same name, Shelter in the Time of Storm, you know. So it was right on time, really. But Luther Ingram did this song years ago in the 50s, the late 50s. And I always loved this song. And Bobby King and I used to do this song because it had so much of a gospel feeling to it, you know.
Ingram, man.
Yeah.
He was a powerful.
He was a bad cat, man.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was wonderful.
Yeah. So you know, I had an opportunity to do it. So
do you know who wrote it?
I do, but I can't memorize it.
We'll look it up in a minute. All right.
Yeah, I can tell you in a second here.
We're gonna why don't we put it on while you look it up?
Okay.
All right.
When your trouble seems more than you can afford, and you feel you need a friend, someone to share the load. When your skies grow cloudy, I want you to know you got a friend that's true, just like the shelter in a time of storm. I'll see you through, that's what I do, just like the shelter in a time of storm. I'll see you through, that's what I do. Your hang-ups, I'll see you through
I'll see you through sad times. Honey, I'll dry all your tears. And when the rain starts to fall, I'll be there to hold on to, just like a shelter in a time of storm. I'll see you through, that's what I'll do, just like a shelter in a time of storm. I'll see you
Shelter in the Time of Storm, Mr. Terry Evans, from his new album, Fire in the Feeling. Do you remember who wrote that?
Yeah, this song was written by Homer Banks and Raymond Jackson.
Okay. Excellent song. Marvelous song. You say you've been singing this song a long time.
Long time, yeah.
You sang it with Bobby King?
With Bobby King. We used to do a beautiful version.
Right? Excellent. I can just imagine. So what are we going to close with here, my brother?
Well, I also did another cover song by a very, very popular man, was my idol, Mr. Bobby Blue Bland, did a song in the late 50s also entitled Turn On Your Love Light.
Let It Shine
Let
On
shine
Me.
Let It Shine On Me.
All right, here we go.
Said your love for me. me were dying. Come on, baby. Baby, please. Come on, baby. Lord, Lord. Baby, please. Turn on your light. Let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, yeah, yeah. Let it shine on me. Let it shine. Let it shine, yeah.
Terry Evans, Fire in the Feeling, one great CD, one you should go out and add to your blues collection right now. Terry, thank you so much for coming by.
And thank you for having me, man. It's been my pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you on Blue Power. This is John Reese, signing off.
I get a little lonely in the middle of the night, yeah. I need you, baby. Everything's alright. Come on, baby. Baby, please. Come on, baby. Lord, 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 Lord. Baby, please. Turn on your light. Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me a little bit higher.
Turn it up
a little bit higher, baby. A little bit higher.
Turn it up
a little bit higher. Hence, come on.
A little bit higher.